This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, writing at Time Magazine. He writes for The Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications. He is in Edinburgh, Scotland, which is a good place to be right now because it's cooler than London has been these last days. Climate is the story, but not just in the British Isles. If you look at a Met map, that's the weather reporting done in Britain, you see this wave of heat sweeping down. And then you see this wave of cool air coming from the north that reaches Scotland first. So Simon is not actually melted, although unusually it's possible now to break out in a sweat if you're walking fast in the streets of Edinburgh, which was not my memory. I was in Edinburgh for the coldest summer of my life. However, we come now to what does climate mean for the immediate future and the damage done to the British economy. Is it touching Scotland, Simon? Because you're one country, but you're two countries, and you have a governance that is extremely cautious. At the same time, you're linked to the UK economy, and that 9.4% inflation number, is that a blow to Scotland as well?
Yes, that is a big problem. The 9.4% inflation issue is big here in Scotland. I was just in a store, and I noticed that prices have been put up from a week ago. Just canned fizzy drinks were up considerably. I think about 10% since a week ago when I was last in there. Other things are nipping up, like milk, which is a staple here for drinking cups of tea, as we all do as good British people. So that is a problem. The heat has definitely affected Scotland. Now, it is a lot cooler here than it is in London, but it is 70 degrees today, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, which you might not consider quite very hot at all in New York or in California. But for us, that's quite hot. It was even hotter yesterday. It was maybe up to about over 32 Celsius, which would put it into the 80s, maybe the mid 80s, high 80s there. And we were sweating. So it's the first sweating I'd done this calendar year. And that tells you how unusual it is for it to get that hot. In addition, the heat has been wrecking and absolutely wrecking the roads and the rails. So here's what's happened with the roads. The tarmac, that's the asphalt, is melting in some cases. So in London, we were seeing temperatures that were very high, over 100 Fahrenheit, and the roads were melting, which makes it very hard to drive on them because they're too soft and vehicles sort of slump into them. We've also got the rails, and the rails were not built for temperatures at this level, and you're getting warping on the tracks. So if you've got 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the air, the rails will actually be much, much hotter than that because they'll absorb a lot more heat. They will buckle, and there's a risk of trains derailing, and that means there could be a risk to life. So we've got a lot of things going on here, and people are being told avoid travel if you can because of the heat. Now, that's fine. You can still walk, but, I can't walk from London to Edinburgh. Or Edinburgh to London. That's quite a long way. It's about 300 miles, and I'm not really up for doing that this afternoon. Anyway, there is a lot going on. The climate is an issue, and people are talking about this being the norm going forward for summers at about 40 Celsius, which will be well over 100 Fahrenheit.
Commodities. You mentioned petrol. You mentioned the price of everything at the store. But the commodity prices, I've noticed, that we've started talking about in the early days of the war in Ukraine have moderated. Wheat and corn and soybeans have come down. I'm told that's the strength of the dollar. But energy is undermining everybody's effort to get free of the inflation number. Are you seeing the petrol prices continue to climb even though food is coming down?
Oh, this is very interesting, actually, because I was just looking this up. So Brent crude, which is the measure we use to rather than WTI, it's now at about $106 a barrel. What has come down, which is down considerably from the $120 you mentioned, a few weeks ago, and that's good. And that has filtered through on the gasoline prices, what we call petrol. That's come down a bit. What hasn't come down is the diesel prices. And that's partly because we don't have enough refining capacity to make diesel fuel, which is the same as number two heating oil. We don't have the refining capacity to make that. And therefore, there's a shortage of supply of diesel. And it's still around £2 per litre, which puts it well above $9 a gallon, possibly above $10, depending on the exchange rate. So that isn't coming down. And ultimately, that filters through into inflation, because everything you buy in the shop is brought to that shop by a diesel-powered truck. And therefore, somebody has to pay. And usually that's the customer. So, it's not happening. That's not moderating. And that's a part of the problem of there being no refineries.
Final thought, Simon. When you attended the meeting on climate in Glasgow last November, was any of this in discussion? 104 degrees in London, a cutoff of natural gas, people thinking about reopening coal-fired generating plants. Did you hear any of that disaster? We have 30 seconds.
Absolutely not. We didn't hear any of that. The thought was, this is going to be a little bit of a challenge, but we can do this and we can switch away from fossil fuels and go to clean energy relatively quickly, and let's do it. There was no talk of war, no talk of overheating, and no talk of rails buckling. It was a utopian future that was seen down the telescope that has not arrived. I guess God, this is where you make plans and God laughs.
Right.
And he's laughing now.
Simon Constable in the not-so-hot Edinburgh at this moment. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.